Hi, here are some good books that the library has to be read for the month of October. We're going to start in the Easy Picture Book section. There we have Fletcher and the Falling Leaves. In this book, Fletcher the Fox is worried sick because his favorite tree is losing its leaves. But Fletcher's in for a big surprise. Next we have I'm Not Afraid of This Haunted House. Simon Lester Henry Strauss thinks he's not afraid of the haunted house, but you'll have to read the book to find out what does terrify Simon. And last we have Skeleton Hiccups. Oh my goodness, what could happen to a skeleton who has the hiccups? Read the book to find out. Now we'll move to the easy reading section. And there we have a couple of friends who we have a lot of books about them. They're a series. The first one is Henry and Mudge. And Henry and Mudge explore fall in the book Henry and Mudge Under the Yellow Moon. Poppleton discovers fall and Poppleton in fall. And Lionel in Fall. All three are great books to read in autumn. Next, we'll go to our fiction chapter book section. The first book I'd like to tell you about is There's a Dead Person Following My Sister Around. 11-year-old Ted becomes very concerned and intrigued when his 5-year-old sister begins receiving visits from two female ghosts. One is friendly, the other is trouble. Nikki and Deja is a great series, and in the first book of the series, just called Nikki and Deja, the girls meet a new person at school, and this person's not too nice, and so they decide they're going to form a club that's going to exclude her, but something unexpected happens. And next, I have The Broken Bike Boy and the Queen of 33rd Street. 10-year-old Queen learns a valuable life lesson about being a good friend when Leroy, a new kid in the neighborhood, comes to Queen's school. And last, with the fiction chapter books, we have Mutton Soup, where we have more funny stories about Johnny Mutton, the young sheep, who was raised as a regular boy. Next, we're going to move over to the biography section. And in the month of October, there are a few people that we usually celebrate. One of them is Johnny Appleseed, whose real name is John Chapman. And we have lots of great biographies about Johnny Appleseed and how he became famous distributing apple seeds across America. So now we have apple trees all over our country. Second is Christopher Columbus. This biography by Christy DeViller explains why he is famous, discusses his early life, tells us about his preparation for his voyage, and about his landing in America. It includes some important dates and words for us to know. Next, we'll move over to the nonfiction section. The first book I'd like to tell you about is called Footballs and Falling Leaves, a Fall Counting Book. It's a rhyming book, and in it, it describes all sorts of things associated with autumn. Next is Scary Creatures of the Night. It tells us about a lot of nocturnal animals, their behavior, their habitat, and more. Next is a book called From Apples to Applesauce. In it, we find out about how apples are made, produced, how they are distributed, how people consume them, and we even get a recipe in this book. And lastly, a poetry book for fall, Cobwebs, Chatters, and Chills, a collection of scary poems. Besides the poems, there's a toolbox tip at the end of the book where it tells people about poetry and helps them write their own poems. These were just a very few of the wonderful books available for you in the school library. Come on up and check out a few.